The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Before we do that, is Frankie the bartender here?
He is.
Okay.
I saw him.
All mm-hmm. right.
The legendary bartender,
right.
Harry Carey's.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
so
here.
That's all that really counts.
Don't you worry
he's
about it.
Legendary bartender and anesthesiologist.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We need
well,
him.
Back in the day, that was your anesthesia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's just sort of.
There you go.
He's going out to that Civil War reenactment tomorrow. And when a guy gets his leg blown off, they just pour Tito's down his throat and he's fine.
Right. And on the wound. I
yeah.
So it's all good.
Okay. All right.
We know you're in pain, but lay there.
Right. Just keep laying there. A guy breaks his leg. Hey, you're still a reenactor. They really broke their legs. You lie there. We'll get you medical attention once we're done pretending it is 1776.
You said you'd commit, man. You got to commit to the part.
I'm really in pain. I'm really in pain. Yes, children, that's what it sounded like on the battlefields of Lexington and Concord.
Wow.
All right. That was from earlier on in the program. You might, I don't know, we'll put that up later on in the full, if you want to listen to that, the reenactment moment. I literally couldn't breathe.
You were crying.
I started
and
to
laughing
cry.
And
Ted Cruz says Alyssa Milano's part of a Hollywood machine hell-bent on spreading rage.
That's where it's coming from.
That being said, he hopes that she can keep it civil if and when they meet next week to talk gun control. TMZ ran into the Texas senator at Reagan National Airport and wanted to get his take on this feud that he's having with Alyssa Milano, of all people.
But she was awesome in Who's the Boss. I grew up watching it, so I'm looking forward to meeting her, and I hope... Look, we obviously have very different political views, but if we can actually speak, you know, if we can speak positively and respectfully, that'll be a good thing. I think she didn't imagine there was any world in which I'd say yes. And I said, look, I'm more than happy to sit down and listen to what you have to say and have what I hope will be a civil and respectful conversation. If it's screaming and cursing and yelling like we see on Twitter all the time, that won't be a good thing. But if we have a positive conversation, maybe that can help.
Wait, who's doing the screaming and cursing on Twitter?
It's amazing.
I mean, does he not? I mean,
it's incredible.
How does he? This is the problem. This is where the brand, the American political brand, and I think even specifically the Republican brand right now, really is on a very, very, very thin sinew, because it's to call for civility and say that the other side is being uncivil. At the moment, and there have certainly been times where that would be an appropriate argument. This is not one of them.
Yeah, you can't do it when the POTUS is in the White House. Also, he's like older than Alyssa Milano. It's like, I grew up watching her. No, you didn't.
Well, that's
well,
the thing.
I was 32 yeah. when I was watching.
Why is she sitting down with him? Can you imagine how many awkward moments there will be during this meeting?
She wiped the floor with him. Who's the boss now, Senator?
Oh, I love that movie. Who's the boss now?
That's the thing. It's going to turn like that. It's not going to be about gun reform. Something weird is going to happen.
It already
That's
is.
All we'll be
Ted
talking
Cruz
about.
Is meeting with Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss. And Embrace of the Vampire, one of the best R-rated vampire erotic films of all time,
oh.
of course.
Oh, I love that.
Fantastic.
I'm sure he does.
Four stars.
I have my DVD. Will you sign it?
That's not the video you liked on Twitter, is it? I mean, your staffer liked on Twitter. It was different. That was different.
Yes. That was different of his. Yeah.
God. That was the one where Brandon came home to find his stepdaughter taking a shower with her hose.
Was there a pool by the pool? Tell me more.
It was right by the pool, yeah, and she was showering with the hose after she was washing the car. And then she went inside to make herself a cheese sandwich, and she said, Brandon, come on in, and I'll make you a cheese sandwich, too. I really like you as my stepfather. And then things got weird.
Hopefully he won't talk about that at the... This is the kind of thing that just would just mess the whole thing up.
Alyssa, have you ever seen that movie? It's one of my favorites.
I love that TMZ caught up with him.
No, really. Ted Cruz. Oh, gosh.
All right. Checking. Oh, just, God. What a world, right?
No, it's so,
yeah.
What are we living
it's so
in?
Weird. Alyssa Milano and Ted Cruz. They're going to figure out gun control for America. What are the chances? 11.
We got Stormy Daniels at JFK, and then we got Ted Cruz also at Reagan.
God. Oh. You were such a sweet little girl. Please don't be mean and nasty to me. But if you are mean and nasty to me, would you mind if I put this blindfold on?
I think it should be a pay-per-view. I mean, this is going to be... Actually, this might be pretty good. Because that will happen.
I'm just going to sit in my chair with a blindfold and hold on real tight and just go ahead, yell at me. Oh, yeah, humiliate me. I've been a bad, bad senator.
Oh, gee.
Oh, God. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Okay. The Bears, I don't know if you saw this, they fell to the Packers last night, 10-3.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's all right. The regular season starts next week. We'll be ready for that. No problem.
This was preseason, right? We're just trying out our starters.
First game of the NFL season last night, it says right here. Really? After the game, the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, was asked if his lack of snaps during the preseason could have contributed to this disaster.
You could maybe attribute it to that, but I think that's kind of a stretch. It's just we were uncharacteristic of who we usually are tonight as an offense, and I think we just need to do our job, but we just couldn't find a rhythm, and I don't think it's because we didn't play in the preseason, because we were rolling in practice, and it just didn't translate the week of practice we had to the game, and we're going to look at the film and try to find out why and make sure it doesn't happen again.
That was the most down I've ever seen him in a post-game press conference.
Well, of course.
He got out of there as soon as he can. Normally, he's all done up with his suit and everything. He was wearing sweats. He left his suit in his locker. He's like, I'm out of here. He's bummed out.
Well, he was getting booed. I couldn't believe how many boos.
Oh, they deserve the boos. I'm glad they were getting booed.
He got booed in the first quarter. He got booed at the end of the first quarter.
I mean, the whole offense, really.
Yeah. They did.
The whole offense was bad.
When you think about how much people spent and shelled out to be at that game.
Right, the hype built up for it.
More dollars were spent. You know, the Bears released a bunch of their tickets late, and they were at the same price. They were just at whatever the market price was. It wasn't like the Bears were like, okay, here's what the face value of the tickets are. Wow. Congratulations, good luck. They actually released them at the tier, which they can do now. They explain that on the website. They released it at the tier that everything was at.
Oh.
So it was, you know,
crazy.
$135 ticket was going for 400 and something last night.
It was like 4X.
Right.
Almost.
3X. And a $225 ticket or $250, whatever that lower bowl thing is, the 100 levels, those were going for $1,500.
I was sitting there. There were people there who literally had paid so much to be there. They were so, so angry. Wow. I mean, they were like, this is what we get?
That's the chance you take with sports. You know Hamilton's going to be good every time when you get the tickets. You know, it's not going to be bad. Sports is like, well. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, that Lin-Manuel Miranda was off key today.
Oh, yeah, bad. I know what it's like to be bad. Been a very, very, very bad senator.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait for that summit.
All right. We're going to get to your 3, your 2, and your 1. But first, Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
The number of vaping deaths across the U.S. continues to climb. We'll have the latest numbers coming up.
RoCon Show with Anna DeVlantis and 720 WGN. WGN everywhere. Knarble Wagon's going to roll here in just a few minutes. Our dear friend Grant DePorter is here. And we're going to drink to the green tie ball. We're going to drink greenies.
We will.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Do we have green drinks?
We have something. Okay. I don't know. They'll explain.
All right.
Cool.
I don't like to do any of the explaining around here.
Number three.
There is a brand new cologne ad featuring Johnny Depp that has been pulled because it allegedly improperly appropriates Native American imagery.
Mm-hmm.
It is sparking cries of racism. Much of the ad features Johnny Depp, who has been repping Dior brands since 2015, wandering across the Arizona desert, intercut between shots of a Native American woman wearing a wolfskin suit and not wearing much of it, by the way.
Yeah. It's a good dancer.
Uh-huh. And then a man dancing in a traditional headdress. The ad concludes with Johnny saying, "We are the land. The new Sauvage Le Parfum.
We are the land. The new Sauvage Le Parfum Dior."
Oh, I love it. It's your favorite.
The Parfum Dior. That's what it is. Wait, hold on. You know, I just want to say that I'm what they call in the business a one-take Charlie.
Oh.
So, hold on. Let me do this again. We are land. The new Sauvage Le Parfum Dior.
I like the one where he's just digging a hole.
Yeah, that one always. I always thought he was burying a body in that one. Didn't it?
Yeah, like,
he was
like burying a body.
And you know, he's been doing those for a while with the guyliner and Johnny Depp is Cherokee. He, you know, it's not like he's not. He's got more Native American heritage
than Elizabeth Warren. For sure, I tell you that right now. And the fact is, and you can tell that I have a traditional Cherokee accent.
Right, the Kentucky mixed with Cherokee.
Exactly how we all sound in the Cherokee nation. I call it the nation.
Myself, Paulson.
A little drunk right now, though. Actually, that's me digging a hole trying to find the money that Amber Heard that Shrew stole from me.
Well, he is suing her. $60 million lawsuit just landed on her for her masquerading as an abuse victim, as he called it.
It's a masquerade. It's much the same way I was masquerading as an Indian. Even though I don't think you can say Indian anymore. And then again, the word savage, that's probably not right, is it?
That's what they're taking issue with, Johnny. They don't like that. Yeah. The savage
What don't
part.
They like?
Well, savage sort of has a connotation to it,
Who
you know?
Who said savage?
Well, that's what it means in French.
Mm. Okay. Thank you, Johnny. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number two.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
The Brady Bunch house in Studio City, California has been recreated to look like the home featured in the landmark television show.
Oh, good.
Finally came together. Remember, that thing was up for sale.
Yes. Right. And they wanted it to go to someone who would honor its tradition and place in television history.
So HGTV bought it. It was really undervalued. I mean, who needed it? It had a pocket door, you know the Jack and Jill bathroom with six kids.
You know,
as they were getting older, imagine what was going on in that bathroom,
right,
with the pocket
door. Also, Greg's, not really related. Marsha.
Well, Marsha, I thought it was the mom.
Me, you, and Jan.
Wasn't it the mom?
You know.
That it came out in the real Brady story?
Just saying.
Now, are you and Jan related? Yeah. I can't remember, because if you and Jan aren't related, this makes it even better.
I don't know what. They never spoke of the other,
the other parents.
The missing parents. Clearly, Dad murdered, probably.
Yeah.
By some sauvage.
Right, and
down.
Where's Bobby? And Bobby's like, Bobby, are you going to ever get out of the bathroom? Yeah.
He's grown up. He's going to debate at Ted Cruz next month. So, okay, that's
good. All
right,
so what's going to happen here? All right, let's see. The cable network brought the property last year, and they beat out Lance Bass, who wanted it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lance Bass.
Mm-hmm.
NSYNC. NSYNC. I was going to, yes. Right. I could tell you guys were like, wait, which one? I'm like, is that right?
Maureen McCormick, Christopher Knight, and Barry Williams all say that it was only fit to make the inside of the house look exactly like what people thought they were seeing on television.
I mean, this was a place where we spent 5 years, and the house now feels exactly like that place.
It's a one-story, split-level one-story house that we then had to somehow shoehorn a two-story house into with that staircase.
No one could get on the lot and see our set, but people will, I think, eventually be able to have a chance to get through and go and see. And at least when they're looking at it from the outside, they'll know that it's real on the inside.
Yeah, that's nice. That helps us all. I liked when Greg had to move up into the attic, right?
That made sense.
Like, what's going on up there, right?
I mean, kind of get away from the other five.
I think they wanted to get him, again, away from the older girls. You know, something was going on
So
there.
They put him up there, and then when he was trying to sneak, a little strange into the house, it was, and then you have to go past Alice. Right? And God knows who Alice is down there with.
Yeah, the butcher.
Because I think Alice was also kind of looking,
That one of the girls?
Yeah.
When they're of adult age, of course.
Yes.
She looked like she played for
but
that.
But it's cool that it's complete with like the avocado-colored refrigerator and appliances and all that stuff. They did it all.
Fantastic.
Why do we have to make it dirty? It was so
simple. I know. It was so right. The Brady Bunch It seems so simple until you learn really
from
what's
the start,
going on.
I thought something was going on there.
Mike, does anybody know what happened to my construction glue?
Oh, my God.
All the glue is missing.
Oh, geez.
Why is all the glue in a paper bag in Bobby's bed?
Should have been looking at those parents anyway. Every time they went on vacation, two kids would go missing. There'd be a murder. Those vacations always went really sideways.
And they slept in different beds, right?
Sort of.
Number one.
The girls all sat like in a row, like the three beds in a row, uh-huh. right? And then the boys had the bunk situation. Still the pocket door. I don't know. It's gonna get ugly with the three boys and three girls. All right, parents in Brisbane, Australia, are saying that billboards for the horror sequel It Chapter 2 are giving their children nightmares.
For 27 years, I dreamt of you. I craved you. I missed you.
All right, so the movie posters are everywhere. Yeesh. And now you've got Jane Swan and her daughter Piper saying that these billboards have got to come down.
One of my kids is terrified by the poster. Not just pleasantly scared, but actually really scared.
It just totally freaks them out.
I get really scared because it's hard to go to bed when you have a scary picture in your mind. Mm-hmm. Before I go to bed, I have to check the whole room. And when I finally go to bed, I will probably wake up after a nightmare.
Some people do enjoy going to see horror movies, and that's fine. That's their choice, and I understand that. But we're not choosing to see this poster.
Yeah, should we be more concerned that a dingo is going to steal
maybe
your
the
daughter?
Dingo stole your poster.
That's all I can think of. Right? And she's worried about that. And they literally have a spider that is the size of
like a
chicken, right? And it's going to crawl over and smother your child. And you're worried about that.
Yeah, they have like all the deadliest animals. Yeah.
Kangaroo will punch you in the face if it sees you. Maybe the koala ate your child.
Those posters are pretty creepy. Come
they
on.
They are pretty scary.
Let's be honest. And anybody's got the clown thing like I do.
They drive through Chicago, you know. All of the girls, none of the clothes. You know, like, when does he see those billboards? I'm always shocked at what I see in the I-57 there.
$10 Tuesdays.
Be careful because you might be endorsing that before it's all said and done.
Like, hey, everybody, it's Kevin Powell from WGN. You may see me at Cubs games, Bears games, Sox games, but when I want to relax with my friends, it's just me, Candy, Rochelle, and Star with two R's. Come on down.
If I have a Tuesday
good
night,
bodies.
Tuesday night off, I know where I'll be. Hanging with the fellas.
Those aren't wings.
And maybe just like the billboards, it will be followed with a, are you going to heaven or hell? Call 87-TRUTH.
Yeah. Tell them K-Pow sent you. Promo code K-Pow.
K-Pow. Oh, God.
Can we get one of those fast-talking guys? Kevin Paul might not necessarily be there that night, but he could be. You never know.
The top five at five.
Oh, my God. Kim's News brought to you by Builder Supply.
I'll take it.
Builder Supply Outlet.